In an effort to keep dangerous weapons from ending up in the wrong hands, the Halton Regional Police Service is again conducting a firearms and weapons amnesty, beginning June 1. The initiative allows individuals and businesses to surrender unwanted or illegally owned firearms, weapons or ammunition without the worry of being charged for having them, police said. There are some conditions, specifically that you have to schedule a pickup of the item by police. The police service cautioned that you not bring weapons or firearms to a police station during the amnesty, not transport them in your vehicle, and not greet officers at the door with weapons or firearms. Officers assigned to retrieve weapons will provide police ID and will require a signature for destruction of the weapon, police said in a news release. This amnesty enables everyone to play a role in helping make our community safer, Police Superintendent Al Albano said. By removing unwanted or unregistered firearms and weapons from locations such as homes and businesses, the chance of them falling into the hands of criminals and being used in violent crimes is eliminated. In addition to traditional firearms, any weapon that may pose a threat to public safety can be surrendered under the amnesty, police said. These include imitation firearms and air guns, switchblades, butterfly knives, pepper spray, nunchakus, nunchucks, shurikens, throwing stars, push daggers, knife combs, crossbows, spiked wristbands, batons, blowguns. Additional information about prohibited weapons, including images to assist in identification, is available at www.haltonpolice.ca/amnesty. Police said the amnesty is not associated with any government buyback program. To schedule a pickup, visit www.haltonpolice.ca/amnesty and complete the online appointment request form. Appointments will be available starting June 1. Members of the public can also contact HRPS, Property and Evidence Management Unit at 905-825-4777, ext. 5319 or via email at amnesty@haltonpolice.ca, Monday to Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.